Welcome to yet another edition of King's Corner, brought to you by our good friends at Pembroke Mitsubishi. This week, I sit down with Ryland Davis for the Lumber Kings. Ryan, thanks very much for joining me today. Tell me, you guys tend to lace them up pretty young to get to the level you are at this stage of your career. When do you recall hitting the ice for the first time?
I might have been like 2 years old, like just kind of, maybe even younger, right when I kind of started walking. I tied up some skates. Parents took me out skating on the backyard rink. So
now you have a pretty complex sibling network, don't you? I'm not sure how you keep track of it, but walk us through it, will you?
Well, they're all younger now, but I have one younger sister with my on my dad's side. Parents are split, so yeah, so one with my dad and stepmom, and then I have two younger brothers with my my mom and my stepdad, and then I have a stepbrother with that's my stepdad's. That's older than me.
Wow. Okay. So you've been playing organized hockey for about as long as you can remember. Tell me about your youngest hockey days leading up to the more recent stuff.
I think 4, maybe 3. I started pretty young, kind of always played a couple age groups up. Yeah, I played probably a year up until I got to U15, and then that's when you stay as your own. So I had to play 3 years at U13 and then got to U15, and now I'm here.
Okay, and where are you from originally?
I'm from Prince George, British Columbia.
Beautiful out there indeed.
Yeah, so I'm way out west, so.
So you started your career playing hockey out that way. Walk me through that progression. You moved around a bit, didn't you, before settling here?
So I started off with, we're called the Junior Cougars. So it's the minor hockey there, and then you just kind of work your way up. I moved to Calgary, Alberta when I was 7, so then I played the rest. Still played the age group up, which was nice. They allowed me. It was called the Mendiport Mavericks, but now it's called the Knights Hockey Association. Played there for a bit, and then played for Spartan before U15. So
is it BC or Alberta that you call home then?
Well, so like I split time between Calgary and Prince George. Still love going back there, and half and half, and my parents being both back and forth.
So how did you make your way to Pembroke at this stage?
So I was actually playing in the BCHL for the Prince George Spruce Kings. Made it to preseason, played 2 games with them, and then I ended up getting released. They sent me here.
You mentioned off-air that you already have a connection to Pembroke, so when you got called out here, it wasn't a total shock, was it?
My call is the GM of Prince George, got a hold of Alex Armstrong, got me here, took a couple days just to wrap my mind around it because it was such a quick turnaround, and then it was perfect because the captain in Prince George, he's from here, so I got to live, I'm staying at his family's house, so it's been awesome, but
Ryland, what's your take on the style of play here in the CCHL compared to what you're used to out there?
Yeah, no, it's been good. Definitely jump from the league I played last year. It's tough. I got a concussion right away in our home opener, so that kind of sucked because then took my feet away. And then, yeah, so like, I'm just getting back from the injury, so hopefully to stay back and stay healthy for the rest of the year.
Wow, not the ideal way to start up here, but I guess taking nasty hits is part of the game, isn't it? What's the concussion protocol here? How long are you sidelined?
It's about 14 days, I think, is like kind of like the minimum protocol. I have some previous times of concussions. They took really good care of me here. I've been feeling better and better, and then happy to be back now.
Ah, so it's not your first experience with concussion. So once you get back on your feet and start playing your game again, which will be any time now, I'm sure, where do you hope to get to as the next steps in your career?
I feel like right now, just kind of focusing on the day-by-day stuff. I'd obviously love to go play in the National Hockey League. I think any kid would want to. But yeah, no, kind of just focusing each day-by-day right now.
Last question before I let you go, Ryan. What are you going to try to focus on for the remainder of the season?
Honestly, just to play a 200-foot game and making sure I'm playing my game every night. Helping my team win every game. We know we've had a tough start, but we're looking to bounce back.
I know I speak for just about everyone here when I say we're all looking for big things from the Kings as the season progresses, and from you certainly. Ryland Davis, I thank you for joining me today. Good luck with your recovery and best of luck for the rest of the season. That's it for this edition of King's Corner, powered by Pembroke Mitsubishi. Be sure to tune in next week. Until then, go Kings go. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.